I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Titans are going with Ryan Tannehill for the time being. As we know, they gave up a couple of draft picks, right, to go get him in the offseason. And it made sense. I don't think at the time.
A fourth and a seventh or something. Like, yeah. It was still huge, picks, though. It was still picks.
Yeah, I mean.
Especially that fourth. We find players with fourth.
Yeah. I don't think they were doing it at the time because they thought they were going to bench Marcus Mariota in the middle of the year. I thought they were just trying to have a contingency plan for when and if he got hurt, because that was sort of the track record of Marcus Mariota, that, you know, he gets hurt all the time. And so I think that was really the main objective there when they went and acquired Ryan Tannehill. But as it's turned out, you know, I mean, Marcus Mariota, you know, he's healthy. But he's not good. He's not been good this year. You know, he's been very, he's the opposite of prolific.
Very
anemic.
Unsure.
Yeah.
You know, and it's understandable. You've had so many different offensive coordinators. You've had different head coaches. The narrative has been, well, we got to get more weapons in here. So you've seen new faces every year. But at some point, and again, you're talking about year five, they picked up your option on your rookie deal. At some point, you've got to show some ability to be consistent. Yes, everything is changing around you, but still in the NFL, it's a business league. You still got to produce with all that change,
right?
Or at least, John, look a little bit more sure, or at least a little bit more confident that you're the guy for this job. You figured coming into year five with them having upgraded at the backup position in Tannehill, spent a couple of picks on it, as John said, that he could see the writing on the wall. They're serious about trying to figure out this year whether you're the guy or not. Just like Dallas had to get serious about it, go get Amari, right, and figure out what it's going to do with Dak, because it's pay time now. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to see, do I give this guy $100 million or not? And so if I'm Marcus Mariota, man, the signs are telling me, man, I got to go out, like we've talked about, grab this thing by the throat, or at least look like I'm trying to. He's looked like anything but that. He's looked unsure, and at times has looked like any wannabe or intend to be the quarterback of this thing going forward. I've just the uncertainty from him. I've been a little bit shocked by. Again, even with things changing around him, you figured he knows that I've got to be more productive this year. He's missed some basic throws. You just feel like the confidence is gone.
Well, obviously today he was going to have to face the media, because yesterday they announced that they're going to go with Ryan Tannehill against the Chargers. They're going to go with him as the starter, which means that, you know, unless Ryan Tannehill gets hurt, you know. I mean, I don't think this is going to be I guess nothing precludes it from being like Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick a couple of years ago, right? Like when they were they didn't announce Ryan, and they announced Jameis, and they announced Ryan again, and they announced Jameis again. But it feels like they've made the move. Marcus Mariota did face the media today, and we have a brief clip on what he had to say. This was from Titans practice a little bit ago.
Expectation was always to be the best player that I can be for this team. And, you know, I, to the day that I die, I believe that I gave it all that I got. And, you know, no matter what, I can learn and grow from this situation. This isn't going to bring me down. This isn't going to, end my career. This is an opportunity for me to grow, and I'm going to make the most of it.
Yeah, so, I mean, he seemed to, you know.
And what, maybe he's done with it. Maybe that's why I see the uncertainty, the sort of the lack of, I'm going to go take this. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah. Right.
Maybe to his – and again, I don't think it's fairness, because, again, you wanted this life. You want to be a professional quarterback in the league. You want to be – you know, but maybe the switches, the offensive coordinators – it's literally 5 and 5 years, ain't it? I mean, it's either that or 4 and 5 years. Either way, it's been a ton of them. Maybe he's tired. Maybe his belief in the organization is just like, I need the fresh start. I need to be somewhere, because you even hear it in his voice. You know, I feel like I gave everything. I mean, there's no – you know.
Yeah.
There's no – conviction when it comes to you being the guy. He doesn't even feel it now. Oh, I still feel like I'm the guy for this franchise. You don't even hear that. You hear a guy that's almost decided for himself, you know, if I'm going to be a great quarterback in this league, it's not going to be with this organization. I just wonder if there's some of that on his side, and maybe that's why we're not seeing conviction, whether it's, again, what he's saying or in his arm and the way he's throwing these passes. Maybe he's just done.
Maybe that's true. Maybe that is right.
And John, I'm not sure you can get it out of him.
And he wants, you know, he does
somewhere else.
He wants a new, a new scene, a change of scenery, right? Maybe that's.
I wish it wasn't too late in this division, because then I would look right if they had made the switch earlier to Tannehill, and I'd look right about me saying, you know, the rest of this team looks pretty solid. You know, I look at the offensive weapons. You know, I look at Derrick Henry,
right,
who's got a lot of tread still on them tires, and I'm thinking, man, you know, you could run some pretty good play action with him still and with those receivers now. We like A.J. Brown, like Corey Davis, like what we've seen so far. The addition of Humphreys, the slot guy, it feels like you've got every piece. Delaney's now not just the only guy, and you've got a defense that we said hadn't allowed more than 20 points all season long. And so you feel like, man, if they could have gotten to Tannehill sooner, maybe they can get – and look, you're only six games in. The problem is you're 0-2 in the division.
Yeah.
So I'd like to sit here and say, well, man, I don't think Houston's going to pull off on you. Or the Colts without Andrew Luck, they're sitting at 3-2 now. We don't think they're world beaters. And then, you know, Jacksonville's got Minshew. But it feels like, you know, having lost two already in the division, mm-hmm. you saw a little bit of Tannehill in this past game where he comes in. Yes, he's 13-16, but he's getting sacked four times, throws the interception. Doesn't look like a savior. Yeah, you figure it'll be a little bit better this week. He's had time to prepare, but if that offensive line's going to be bad, then you may be leading a bad play. It just feels like it's too late to save the season to me.
Right.
I wish it was not the case, because I think they've still got a solid team, but I feel like it may be too late sitting at 0-2 in the division.
All right, so given that, you know, the options for the Titans, right?
Mm, yeah, where do you go now? What do you do? Don't have to re-sign Mariota. I mean, there is some solace in that.
I mean, that's a silver lining.
Much like,
man,
I say about the Grizzlies, and at least you just know that you're moving on from the past. I mean, there is that little bit of it that whether it's Tanny going forward, and I can't expect that that's the permanent solution. I know Mike Tannenbaum thinks it would be a good one for them. I'm not as convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone else, at least you know. You need to be looking forward and turning ahead and away from the Mariota era. At least you know that.
No doubt. That is 100% true. That is 100% true.
I don't put $100 million in that man's pockets.
Yeah, so now what are your options if you are the Tennessee Titans? You're not going to be in a position where you can draft a surefire QB like Tua, right? Are you even sold on Tua, by the way? Like, are you sold on him as an NFL QB?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I'm not going to sit here and overthink that.
Well, I mean, I know, but I mean, it's hard. It's hard to identify QBs, you know. You think they have all the tools.
I want to see him against LSU. I like to see him against the defenses that have NFL caliber talent. And that certainly will be the case when they play LSU.
So
that's the key with him, is seeing him against the good teams, because they, Lord knows, they play enough bad ones.
The options for the Titans are as follows to me. They are to fully stick with Ryan Tannehill for the rest of the season and go into next season with him as your starter.
Because you've spent some picks. I just wonder if that's probably
There's an investment there, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there, obviously, you know.
Fourth and a seventh, but still.
You thought he was a good enough player to give two draft picks up for, you know. So you obviously have some sort of belief in him. So that's one option, is you stick with him the rest of this season, and then you go into 2020 with him as your starting quarterback. That's one option. I don't love it, but that's certainly one option. Your second option would be if you're picking eighth or ninth or whatever, to draft a quarterback like Justin Herbert, or draft a quarterback like Joe Burrow at LSU.
Joe Burrow has worked himself.
It is amazing.
He's been that good at LSU this year, and he's earned it though. And Joe Brady's been that good with that offense.
Yeah, don't you think Joe Burrow's earned that conversation though?
He's earned his way into the conversation. I don't know if he ends up a first rounder. We'll see.
That's the second option. Is you draft a quarterback that early and then you put him in.
And you going to put a rookie quarterback behind this line that we've surely can be better next year, but is it going to be much, you know, is that going to be a fixed thing? You trust that? My whole point is that you go that rookie route, as John's talking about, draft a guy. Well, that seems like it's putting off the sort of win. Now, here's the deal. You can draft a rookie, keep Tanny, right, and kind of work that and let Tanny be the bridge and hope that, as I'm saying, being good at those other spots gets you to the playoffs, and then your rookie quarterback's learning under Tanny and watching him go to the playoffs, all that. But Tannehill's never been that guy either. He's thrown for over 4,000 yards a couple times down at Miami. I've told you, he's a system guy, dink and dunk, converted wide receiver, former athlete. But I just don't know if he can win at a high enough level to get you to those playoffs the next couple of years. You're certainly not going to win a Super Bowl with him.
So, you know, listen, what I would do, and because it's just what I believe, and I know that everybody's different, but I would draft a QB. I'd spend a premium pick, and I would draft a QB, because I don't think Ryan Tannehill is going to be good enough to lead me to anywhere.
The problem is, if you got seven wins, like, is that QB that's worth it going to be there where you pick?
You have to reach. you know, you'd have to reach. But again, like if you cannot identify a quarterback that you like in next year's draft because you're picking whatever, you know, 14th, 15th, and you just don't feel like there's a quarterback there who's good enough, I guess maybe you can wait, but that's tricky. You know, it's always tricky to wait for quarterbacks because you can just wander through the wilderness without QBs, man. Like, and it can take forever to get back. I mean, look what Miami's going through right now. You know, I mean, they stuck with Ryan Tannehill for too long, and here we are. Because I just don't believe that he is going to perform well enough. Like, I don't think we go into next season with Ryan. I mean, there'll be a quarterback battle there. You know what I mean? Like, I think they draft the quarterback high. And I think there will be a quarterback. Maybe Ryan Tannehill ends up winning out, mm-hmm. you know, because it's just that, you know, Paxton Lynch couldn't win the job when he got drafted to Denver. He lost out to Trevor Siemian. And Aaron Rodgers, there wasn't a quarterback battle. He just sat, you know, You know, so I don't know exactly what the plan will be there, but I would draft a quarterback like one of those guys we talked about. Another option, and I don't know, it might be a fantasy, right? It may be a total fantasy. I did read a piece from Bleacher Report about it, but if Cam Newton is available, right, if Cam Newton is made available by Kyle Allen is having an unbelievable run.
He's got two more years on the contract, but they can move off of him this year if they want to. Saying why not trade him?
Well, that's a conversation that's at least being had, mm-hmm. you know. And I think if you're the Carolina Panthers, look, man, look at what Kyle Allen is doing for you right now. You have not lost a game yet. And Cam Newton's the better quarterback.
They seem pretty aligned that they think, you know, the last time Cam was healthy, they could win with him.
Yes.
It was the first half of last season.
Yes.
What was he, 6-2? I know it went ugly. It got ugly once but they seem to feel, at least right now, that he's the better option. I'm sort of with you. I think Cam, where he is and where his body is from a career standpoint,
yep.
that the only way is down from here.
No doubt.
That it's only going to get worse.
He can't, like,
he can't make the throws anymore. And whether you want to blame that on his shoulder that's been, you know, reconstructed or whatever it is, or his ankle, and he can't plant right now, and that's what's hurt this year. Either way, I mean, if Cam can't hit a pass, if he's not the same guy physically in terms of the run and buying extra time, I mean, can he still, you know, be a guy that leads you to the Super Bowl? I'm not sure he can.
He's not going to play that way anymore. Like, he might get healthy.
It feels like taking too much punishment to play that way.
But, yeah, like, you know, he's going to have to adjust if he already hasn't. But that could be – you know, that could be one option, is if you feel like you're close enough with your defense, which, you know, again, I could make and see that argument. If you feel like you're close in that division with your defense, and if you feel like with A.J. Brown, you know, and with Derrick Henry back there and Corey Davis, if you feel like, you know, you're close at all, I could justify spending but you'd have to spend a premium pick on Cam Newton, though. I mean, it'd have to be your first rounder. You know, it's so non-Titans to do that. It would be such a non-Titans move, the opposite, really, of what the Titans would do. But I would consider it. I would consider giving up a first-round pick for Cam Newton if I really feel like I'm close.
Well, if they're considering it, my Bears should consider it, too.
Yes, they should. Your Bears should consider it.
The scenario you're laying out in terms of teams that are close, I mean, the Titans have a good defense. You feel like the Bears have got a Super Bowl-caliber type defense.
Khalil's on
not,
the field.
Not to lie to you. The loss of Akeem Hicks up front,
yeah.
that's clearly why y'all ran the ball all
I wasn't
over
able
us,
to sleep
and
last
he's on
night
IR.
About it.
Stop. But to your point about us being close and feeling like if you could get competency there at that position,
yep.
it might be the thing that puts you over the top. I'd sniff it and see what they want. If they want first rounder, I don't think I can mess with it.
Right.
But I guess that's what you're going to command for a guy like, at this point in his career,
okay,
can
so
you
what,
still expect
round?
To get that?
Second rounder?
I'm going to shoot a second. We'll see what you do, Carolina Panthers. But, yeah, I'm not shooting you a first for him.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
I mean, you're talking about a guy that's got two more years on his contract. Y'all are the ones that have got to make the big decision.
Yeah.
He's got it. I mean, he's got money coming. He's got, it's $2 million off, you know, in terms of dead money if you want to get rid of him after this year. They're the ones that have got to make the decision. I'm not sure if I'm throwing a first round or my first option.
So what's the –
try to get him as low as I can go.
So what's the best option for the Titans? What's the best way forward?
Probably draft a QB if you can find one next year that you like. You're not going to be drafting, I don't think, top 8. I don't think top 10, possibly, because you're going to be right there in middle ground, which is purgatory, quite frankly, when it comes to the draft. And, you know, it'll be 12 or, you know, 11 or 15 or something like that. Probably won't get as high as 15. Mm-hmm. But somewhere in there. And so you're not talking about a Tua. Maybe right. you are. Maybe a Herbert is there.
It's yeah.
Maybe that's.
I saw
where,
one mock draft. That
maybe that's where
Herbert
goes.
Going number two, though. I mean,
that's what I thought. I thought Herbert seems like top 5.
Well, people pay for quarterbacks. They overpay for quarterbacks.
Absolutely,
you know?
They do. Maybe Burrow by that time is a first-round draft pick, and maybe that's the guy that's there. But to your point, you keep Tannehill, right? You're not throwing a rookie quarterback out there next year behind this line that I don't think can be fixed with just a couple of acquisitions here. Mm-hmm. You'll keep Tannehill as the bridge, and you'll go get your rookie quarterback if you like, and if you see one you like in this upcoming draft. I think that's the best plan. Because, again, that way at least you give yourself some chance with Tannehill to win right now, right? To win right now, it feels like it might be too late this year. But next year, yeah, give you a chance with the guy who's had a couple of 4,000-yard passing seasons.
No doubt. You know. Marcus Mariota is a really good backup quarterback, though. Like, I think he might actually take the crown of best backup quarterback from your boy, Chase Daniel. I think he now is the best.
You don't think an NFL team next year is going to have him as its starter?
No chance. Absolutely no chance. No chance. I think
somebody will kick the tires on him again, like in a short deal.
No, I think
is everybody that set at quarterback in this league?
I think the Tigers basketball team has a better chance finishing fifth in the American than Marcus Mariota does starting on an NFL team next year to start the season. Yes, he is not.
Somebody, one of these teams will give him a chance.
Who?
I'll tell you this, right? I'll tell you what ain't getting better for somebody who needs to hang it up. And go replace him.
Who?
He's your fantasy quarterback. And all he's doing is taking beatings every – it's done.
Matt Ryan?
Career over.
Dude, throw for 400 yards a game.
And where's it getting him? A beating every week.
Oh, so you want me to – I run the Atlanta Falcons, okay? And you want me
– No, I'm telling Matt Ryan should give it – not Atlanta Falcons need to make a move. Matt Ryan should stop.
You want me to slice that in half to bring in this dude who throws for 180 yards a game and two picks? No, thanks.
My point – how much longer do you think Matt Ryan's got in the league?
You want me to hurry him out the door for Marcus Mariota?
I'm not asking the Atlanta Falcons to go get Marcus Mariota. I'm saying you're going to need him when Matt Ryan retires on you early.
Man,
because it ain't nothing to play for there anymore.
You know how, like in Madden, your third string quarterback is always the punter. I would rather go with the punter than Marcus Mariota to start my season,
dude. I don't know why you seem to think Matt Ryan is still MVP caliber.
Marcus Mariota is not going to start for the Atlanta Falcons next year.
We're going. Will be some desperate team that will kick the tires on him and start him. There absolutely will. There ain't 30 good quarterbacks in this league, bro.
There aren't.
There aren't.
But I don't think Marcus Mariota is a top 30 quarterback in this league, or a top 32 quarterback in this league, or a top 40 quarterback in this league. I mean, I think Devlin Hodges is a better quarterback than Marcus Mariota. Dude, the duck caller.
The Jets just started Falk.
Yes.
And then cut him after Sam Darnold was healthy.
Yeah, but they got Sam Darnold.
I realize that, but my point is they just started someone who's no longer on an NFL team, is my point.
Marcus Mariota.
There aren't a lot of good quarterbacks walking around here. And I'm not telling you Mariota is one,
yes.
But I'm telling you he could probably make the top. You're talking about a guy who was selected, John, first in the draft. You understand? I mean, you're saying no other team's going to give him a shot? Please. The NFL is a recycle league. Just like they recycle coaches, somebody will give him a shot. Now, it probably won't be Atlanta. I'm looking around at situations where might be some teams that are in some panic. And dude should absolutely step down, though.
Marcus Mariota.
Matt Ryan's done. Super Bowl's window's closed.
Marcus Mariota is the Samoan Trevor Siemian. He will not start for an NFL team next season. Not to start
the year.
He
could be starting for the Broncos next year. For all we know.
Not over Flacco.
He hadn't looked good.
Will you put some respect on Flacco's name, please?
I did to start this season. They're 2-4. They've won two, but they should be better than that.
If Flacco can throw the ball 45 yards down the field.
Oh, dude. Don't get a rush on Flacco because he's quitting. Stop. He don't want to take another lick.
Anyway.
He should hang it up, too. That good dude don't want to take no more hits.
Hey, will you take him on the Bears? He can start for the Bears?
Y'all
need a quarterback.
My point is Marcus Mariota going to have a good chance of starting on somebody's team because there are not 30 good quarterbacks in the league. He's proven he's not a good quarterback right now. He does not look good whatsoever. He looks terrible.
He will be on a roster.
Better than half the stuff that are on rosters right now.
He will be on a roster, but he will not start. He will not start. At any rate, it will be interesting to see sort of what path his career takes from here. And how long he's...
How much longer do you think Rivers got?
I hope Mariota
He should hang it up, too.
Hey, I hope the Chargers start Marcus Mariota because we're in their division. Please let them start him. That would be a great development.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.